Anyway, in the meantime, I just want to read this message again. This is by Kit Regis. He say, "Hi guys, wonderful show. Can we please pray for a Nitrine missionaries? A prayer that I often like to repeat in this: never gonna give up, give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you." That's such a wonderful prayer. It says that I am not going to give up. Is there
a phone call? We have a caller. Hello.
I just want to read one wonderful message Fred McDew has sent. He said, "Hi guys, great show. I wonder whether you were familiar with the Mary Mary Sister Duo." Mm. They were a Christian gospel band. I have been listening to one of their songs on repeat and would like to share the lyrics with you. "We all live in a Christian world. I want to be the greatest Christian of them all. Put myself to the test and be better than all the rest." That's a wonderful thing. "Put myself to the test and be better than all the rest. You want to be a Christian, Chris T. Ann." So, wonderful thing. Thank you very much, brother. You have sent this message, and one line I really liked it: "Put myself to test and be better than all the rest." Mickey Whipwreck has sent us this message, and he's saying, "Good evening, Arise Asia team. I would like to share with you a story of salvation and that I witnessed firsthand around a month ago. I was walking through the counters of a national concern and a cash machine was spitting by my shoulder. I saw the multitude of faces, honest, rich and clean as merchandise exchange and money rolled. A woman, hot with worry, slyly slipped a tin of stewing steak into the paper bag at her side. Her face was white with fear in case her actions were observed, so she closed her eyes to keep her conscience blind, crying, 'God knows I am good. God knows I am good. God may look the other way today.' Then she moved toward the exit, clutching tightly at her paper bag. Perspiration trickled down her forehead." I'm going to go to the last line. "Her eyes closed, still chanting, 'God knows I am good. God knows I am good.' Suddenly she gasps, her eyes opened with clarity that was not there before." So that's how sometime we do certain things and we unknowingly that God knows, and sometimes we say God knows. He knows, obviously, indeed he knows everything, because he is the creator. We can shut our eyes to him, but his eyes are always open.